So, if we want to help someone spiritually, how sincerely we pray to them, does that make a difference? Yes, definitely. See, there are two things over here. Our sincerity in praying is how we are showing our concern for that person. And Krishna sees that. And based on that, Krishna increases the facility and the opportunity for them to take up bhakti. So by our sincere prayers, we increase the facility and opportunity for them to take up bhakti. At the same time, it is their free will. And by their free will, they may choose not to take it up. So the point why I'm bringing this up is that by our sincerity, we can increase the chances of their taking a bhakti. But it is not that if somebody doesn't take a bhakti, that means our prayers were not sincere. So we should never take up anyone's not practicing bhakti as a personal failure. For parents, especially if they're spiritually minded, they invest their life and soul in trying to help their children grow up spiritually. But at the same time, the child is a soul, separate soul. And if the parents have done their part and the child doesn't take up spirituality, that is not a failure for the parents. They are separate souls. You know, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, the sacred book, it is said that Advaita Acharya, who is the greatest devotee of the Lord Chaitanya, his son did not follow bhakti spirituality. He became an impersonalist. So is that a failure of Advaita Acharya? No. Son is a separate soul in himself. So we should definitely strive to help others in all ways that we can, including by our prayers. But if somebody is trying to help someone and they are not able to help that person doesn't become transformed, you know, nobody should make them feel guilty that you were bad because of that happened. Is it clear what I'm trying to say? Our sincerity facilitates, but it is our sincere prayers, our sincere attempts, they facilitate. But it is they who have to make the choice. Krishna will never force the choice on them. Even if we pray, no matter how much we pray, Krishna is never going to take away their free will. So it is by their free will, they have to choose. So basically, we can do only three things for other people. Now we can share knowledge, we can set example, and we can provide facilities. Ultimately, for us to influence anyone else, there are only these three ways. We provide them the knowledge, you know, why this is good, why this is bad. We share the knowledge. Along with that, sometimes we tell them something is good to do, but their circumstances may not allow them to do it. So we provide them facility. So if somebody is a recovering alcoholic, they understand alcoholism is bad. But if they're staying in a circle of people who are alcoholics, for them to give it up is difficult. So providing facility means, you know, helping them maybe shift to somewhere, some other social circle or whatever. Provide facility. And then set an example. It means we ourselves, as we say, walk our talk. So if you're doing these three things, then we have done our part. And then it is between that person and Krishna. They may take it up immediately, they may take it up later also. That's between them and Krishna. But we have done our part and we will grow spiritually by that. Okay? Thank you. Hare Krishna.